I was looking at in another attempt by her father to get shot of this troublesome wench. She takes him to the King of Leinster. Daira, I think is his name, or Dara. And he's in the prejudice case where he take her as a slave because she's ruining him. So he left her on the chariot. That's like leaving me or you in the taxi. And when he came out, he'd found out she'd given away his swords and his accoutrements as well. So there was no saving himself from this woman. So now that'd be our take on Bridget. I like the idea of the tradition of the cross still being made. And the reason, I suppose, that's important. We were all growing up in our homes with behind the pictures or above the door or in the barn. It's just a testimony to the historical belief that we have in a woman. And that's all important. And the fact that it has sustained, I suppose, the Irish people over the centuries. There wasn't very much to do, it must have been so, obviously some alarm. We only have to think in what's happening across the world today. The hardest thing to defeat is belief. And you look at all those countries that there is turmoil. And I'm thinking across the Arabian world. It's not the people they have to, but they're trying to defeat. It's their beliefs. What they believe is the danger. And if you believe in freedom and rights, that's a very hard, firmly believe in it. I'm just looking at this decade of what do you call it? Well, I was looking at programs there dealing with Martin Luther King there on the following him on because the grandchildren are doing it at school. Again, it wasn't it was beliefs that were being challenged and it was beliefs that won out at the end. So belief in our God and our personages that is so they have I suppose sustained us over the centuries. And it may seem old tat and nonsense now, but no, that's still a belief. If you look at, there's no family that we know of that doesn't have a Bridget, for example. That would have been a time, particularly the 20th century, to, I suppose, endeavor to gain blessings or favors from this woman who was, I suppose, styled as Mary of the Gael. But when you style someone that high, then it's time to watch out. I know we have it. Was she, what do you say, declassified along with St. Christopher? Was she? I can't
She
find
was
that. She was.
1969 and Saint Nicholas of Myro as well. There's 91 of them in total were given the boot, expunged as the official title for that.
Yeah, you'd wonder at that. Why bother after all this time when that is the simple belief that sustained the people there, that would not be Christian without these people? You know.
It's a fair point, but isn't I think in order to get into that pantheon, you have to exist. And as far as they were concerned, there was just too much ambiguity as to whether, I mean, there was such a cross-pollination and assimilation into the goddess. I think that was her big mistake, was actually calling herself after the goddess Bridget. She should have stuck. What was her original name, by the way? Is it pronounceable?
Probably not, but they had to gain traction at the time. It may have well have been as other people are styling her as Bridget. All important that she was this deity, pre-Christian in origin. Other as a pe people would know her by other names like Mother Nature, for goodness sake. It's as simple as that. Was she too close to the personage of the Sheila and the Geek, the pagan worship that we would have been, we are all familiar with now, but maybe not so much then, of Newgrange and so on, the underworld. But in actual fact, pre-Christian Ireland survived on the belief of nature, Mother Nature. There had to be a great mother to give birth to all this, you know. Now, did she name herself Bridget? Probably not. Certainly not with a view to raising to the status of the Irish people believe her to be. Yeah. But it's all up in the air. It's still worthy of more study on it, you know.